Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 25 through 28. It says, "But Jesus called them to him and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.'" This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time together. We thank you for summertime and for vacations and trips and for relaxation and for camps and retreats, for time to be. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for the opportunity to serve you and to serve others through our worship and through our deeds, through our words, and through the ways in which we respond to your love. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen. Welcome to worship. My name is JJ, and I'm grateful to be here and to serve among you here at Northwest Hills United Methodist Church. As we finish up these couple weeks of sermon series, I've been talking about leading like Wesley. We talked about leading diligently, and last week we talked about leading positively. We're going to finish with a quality that is not flashy or loud, and can sometimes be seen as a weakness by the world. In fact, many confuse this quality of humility or leading humbly with low self-esteem. But as we're going to talk about today, leadership and living as a Christian is different and unique from the world. Our example is Jesus, and our posture is service. In the scripture that I read, Jesus begins to teach the disciples and others about true leadership and servanthood, contrasting it with the leadership style of the rulers of the Gentiles. He highlights how rulers of the Gentiles often use power to dominate, but Jesus sets a different standard for his followers. Jesus is teaching his disciples that true greatness comes from serving others with humility and selflessness. This challenges the disciples' understanding of power and authority of what they have previously witnessed or believed. But Jesus didn't just talk about this way of leading and living. He consistently showed it as he displayed a heart of service towards others, putting others' needs above his own as the ultimate example of humility. His sacrificial service was a demonstration of love, kindness, and compassion that we are called to emulate in our own lives. Jesus shows us that the true essence of leadership and living humbly is humbling ourselves and taking the role of a servant. We, the church, you and I, do not exist to be like the culture. We exist to be countercultural. Bishop Harvey, in one of her sermons at annual conference, said, "Kindness, respect, and humility are acts of resistance and cause disruption because they are not the norm. We are to be different and treat others differently than what has become excused by the world as okay or normal or expected, responding in ways that are hurtful, disrespectful, and oppressive." Wesley understood that pride would be the hardest temptation to avoid for himself, and for him, humility was seeing oneself correctly from God's perspective. To walk with Jesus, we must follow where Jesus walked most frequently, with those in need, with those desiring to experience healing, with those who are on the margins of society, not seeking to impress them, but in order to serve them with love, kindness, and compassion. In the book I've been looking at throughout this series, Lead Like Wesley, it mentions a gentleman by the name of John Fletcher. Wesley admired Fletcher greatly and went so far to name him as a potential successor in leading the Methodist movement. That did not come to fruition because Fletcher ended up preceding Wesley in death. However, it says that the thing that Wesley appreciated and admired most in Fletcher was his sense of humility. It says, out of Fletcher's humility sprung up patience. And through his humility and patience, it produced in him a most ready mind, which embraced every cross with willingness and pleasure. For the good of his neighbor, nothing seemed hard, nothing wearisome. For the good of his neighbor, nothing seemed hard, nothing wearisome.
Batteries, tell ya. Fletcher's secret was to see such interactions with others as divine appointments. There you go. This is like one of those race. This is like a Mark Bond thing. Race cars, wheels. You just stop and you keep going, and the wheels are getting changed as you keep kind of waiting in your car.
I'm
real quick.
As fast as the NASCAR people.
Yeah, they would have already changed four tires by now. You're just changing four batteries. No, I'm joking.
Two batteries.
Okay. Just thanks.
For sure.
Thank you. All right. Back to where I was here.
So Fletcher's secret was to see such interactions with others as divine appointments. And he was ever conscious that humility humbly serving God by serving others was the main thing. Here's the thing. What if we treated each person who we encounter in the way we would if it was Jesus himself? What if we encountered people in the world who we are having a hard time with, who we pass by, who cut us off on the road? What if we treated each person we encounter in the way we would if it was Jesus himself? How would that change the way we talked and treated and interacted with one another? Today, in a society that often values power and self-promotion, Jesus' message challenges us to reconsider our approach in living. Humility is one of the main qualities, often one of the top four characteristics shared by the best leaders, and a key attribute for those who are to be successful. One of the top four. Because without humility, one is unable and often unwilling to learn. Much like the example of Jesus, John Wesley chose and developed leaders from among everyday people. His primary ministry was empowering the common everyday folks for the work of the gospel, regardless of their station in life or previous achievements. People who were willing to learn and grow and move on to perfection in loving God and neighbor. John Wesley considered humility, the quality of humility, so essential that he made it the focus of one full day in his book of prayer, asking God to pour into him the spirit of humility. And after he prayed about it, John Wesley went on to reflect on a series of challenging questions that he would ask himself in order for him to dig deep within himself and truly examine his heart of any pride or disobedience. There was a show on TV a while back. I don't even know if it's on anymore, but it was called Undercover Boss. And in the show Undercover Boss, a CEO or a manager of some sort would get dressed up, put on a wig, put on some clothes different and maybe a face mask and go undercover into the workplace to experience the life of an employee. And so they would go and go work the cash register at the fast food place as the CEO. And they wouldn't tell the other employees that they were the CEO. And they were dressed up and you couldn't tell. This is a great gesture. But I wonder, like, did they not talk at all? Because shouldn't the employee know the voice of the CEO? Even if the CEO put on a wig or a costume or whatever, wouldn't they know the voice? Living and leading with humility is living in a life of servanthood and with others. The sheep know the voice of the shepherd. Just as a child knows and recognizes the voice of their mother and father, even when they can't be seen. Leadership coach and author Steve Gutzler says these things of having humility. It keeps you grounded and focused on serving others. It reminds you that you are but one person and everyone is important. It allows you to gain and keep the respect of those you are charged to lead. It's the foundation by which all other leadership qualities can thrive. It cuts down pride and keeps you approachable. It's always better to humble yourself than to be humbled. It tells others that you are, too, a man or a woman on a journey and that you have not arrived. Wesley understood that leading and living with humility is essential for all who desire and long to be useful for the mission and the kingdom of God. In Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking for your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." True humility is an attainable but often elusive spiritual attribute. The moment that you feel that you have attained humility, it is lost. And the best way to develop humility is to keep your focus not on trying to achieve it, but on loving God and serving others. Jesus' words for us today call us to a higher standard of living, marked by humility, service, and selflessness. Jesus exemplifies this. He lives it out in love, kindness, and compassion by telling us that he came and showing us that he came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve, showcasing the ultimate model of a servant. By following Jesus' example, we too can contribute to a more compassionate and just world, reflecting these values of God's kingdom. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for the example of Jesus. And we know, Lord, that in a world that can often feel overwhelming, where we feel like we have to yell louder and respond, that we have to somehow push our way forward to the front. Lord, we give you thanks that you call us to a life of humility, that through our actions and through the ways in which we live with love and compassion and respect, that we might be people who somehow transform this world to the kingdom that you desire. So, Lord, may we together treat and respond to people the way that you call us to. Not because we think lowly of ourselves, but because it's the example that you shared with us, that we might transform this world by loving others. So give us that encouragement and strength to do the hard work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.